Welcome to the Divorce Survival Guide podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about co-parenting, separation, divorce, and the hardest question of all, should you stay or should you go? I'm Kate Anthony, your Divorce Survival Guide, and I'm here to help you navigate some of the roughest waters you've ever swum in and answer some of your toughest questions. I've been to hell and back. And now it's my mission in life to help you get to the other side of this process with your sanity and your heart intact. Hey everyone, it's a solo episode. It's been a while since I've done one. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit today about community and why it is so incredibly important for women to be in community with one another. There is a great article that was written many, many years ago called Why Women Need a Tribe. Now, this was written before it was recognized that the use of such a word was problematic. However, I've sort of lived by this quote. I use it a lot in some of my, it's been in all of my programs, I think, this article. But anyway, the quote is, in ancient times, women shared a lot more than they do today. They shared care of their babies, gathered food, and cooked together. The women and the children shared their lives intimately and were a source of strength and comfort to each other on a daily basis. Traditions like the red tent, where women came together during menstruation, often with synchronized cycles, were a beautiful time for nurturing, sharing women's business, and keeping each other resilient and happy. Today, women are a lot more isolated in their own homes and lives and more separate from each other. The opportunities for coming together are much more limited, and the time spent together in this way greatly reduced. Because of this, women miss the beautiful healing and nourishment that comes from being with others. How amazing is that? You know, I think about this all the time when I look at how you guys who are those that are in my Facebook group interact with one another. I think the power of my Facebook group and any Facebook group where there is really loving, nurturing support for women in particular. It's like there's a Facebook group in my for moms in my neighborhood. And it's run by my dear friend, Leonora Pitts. And she just started a podcast called Mothering Heights, which I highly recommend. It's about women and creativity. But anyway, Leonora started this Facebook group and, you know, we are a group of moms. Most of them are married, but when one of us has an issue and, you know, we've had many, many cases of COVID and, you know, there are meal trains set up immediately. There is caretaking immediately. It's like you activate the village and the village, you know, gets shit done. And mostly it's caretaking, nurturing. There have been times when I had COVID, you know, was really early on in the game. And these women were like right there for me, dropping off food, dropping off like homemade bone broth, unbelievable human beings in that group. And you know, I think similar in my Facebook group that even though it's enormous, and it's not the intimacy of like we're in the same neighborhood. It is we share the intimacy of going through similar things, similar experiences, similar struggles. You know, the number of people that say, "Oh my God, I thought I was the only one," or I you know, I felt so alone until I realized you guys were all out here. You know, I am recording this a couple of days after we hit 10,000 members in the group, which is just, I mean, you know, I never thought, never in a million years did I think we would have so many women in this group, but it just goes to show how much need there is around the world because it is a global group. And it goes to show how many women are struggling from the same things, which really is awful and disheartening and discouraging. And also, you know, that's why we need each other. That's why we need community. You know, and we are, and as I say about my Facebook group, this is a movement, right? This is not just a group or even just a community. It is a movement. It is a movement of women saying there's something wrong here. And when I say here, I mean in our relationships, in our families, in our marriages, and also globally, in our culture, in the way we are raising men and boys, all of these things, right? There's a problem here that needs to be solved. And women are rising up in a movement and saying, no more. Absolutely not. And I will tell you, I have a lot of personal experience with the impact that that has on men. And it's forcing them into recovery, into facing their trauma, into becoming better humans. And for the most part, that happens after we leave them, after we say no more. You know, we only hit our bottoms when there's no more cushioning around. You guys, warmer, sunnier days are calling, and you're going to want to fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you're always going to have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. And I know that's really important to you guys right now. You're going through a hard time. You're in emotional upheaval, maybe some chaos. Really good, healthy, nutritious meals in 2 minutes. And I'm telling you, they're so good. You've got 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. And you'll always have new flavors to explore. Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon. Ugh, so good, you guys. So head to factormeals.com/DSG50 and use code DSG50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. So the code is DSG50 at factormeals.com/DSG50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
You know, yes, it wouldn't it be great if us saying, if you don't address these issues, if you don't change, if you don't figure this shit out, then I'm going to leave you. And if that magically made them change, it 99.9% of the time, that's not what it takes. 99.9% of the time, what it takes is for us to actually say, I'm done. And have so people need to lose everything before they recognize what needs to change. You know, and that's what a bottom is. And our work, the work of victims in particular, is to get to the place of feeling strong enough and empowered enough to be able to walk away. We are so scared of walking away from relationships that are hurting us. We are more scared of being alone than we are of being abused. Think about that. We're more scared of being alone than we are of being abused. Because on the one hand, at least we know the abuse, you know, even though part of the pattern of abuse is the fact that it's unpredictable, we can still predict that unpredictability. But if we leave, we have no idea what awaits us on the other side. And, you know, we are conditioned to believe that we're nothing if we're not married, if we are not part of a couple, in particular within heterosexual couples. You know, all of these issues, most of these issues, because patriarchy is systemic, right? So people in gay and lesbian relationships don't, or any, I guess, any queer relationship, are not immune to these issues because they are systemic. They are more prevalent, I believe, in cis-hetero relationships, but that doesn't mean that they're exclusive to them at all. And I know that I have a lot of lesbian listeners. I know I have a lot of lesbians in my Facebook group. And so I'm working to make my language around this more inclusive because, you know, I do think while a majority of my listeners and followers are straight women, I do recognize that it's not exclusive. And these issues are not exclusive because it is systemic. But the point that I'm making here is that when women come together in community, whether it's on Facebook, in person, in a support group, whatever it is, when we come together in community, our power, it's exponential, right? It is absolutely exponential. Women who gather in community grow and learn at an exponential rate because of the wisdom and support that they receive from other women in the same or similar positions, right? We begin to own our collective power. The more we gather with women who have the same or similar issues, the more we realize, like, yeah, it's not just me, but also, you know, this is systemic and it needs to change. And like, holy shit, we need more attention to this, right? Because if it's just me and my relationship, then I can feel really shitty about myself because I've created this and it must be about me. And generally speaking, especially in abuse, but even in just dissatisfying marriages, we make it about ourselves. We think it's just us. We think we are the problem. And so we bend ourselves into pretzels trying to change because if we're the problem, then we can also be the solution. But when we are gathered in community and we recognize that there are thousands upon thousands, tens and even hundreds and of thousands of women experiencing the same thing, we get to turn our attention to change outside of ourselves. And we recognize that actually we have to do something about the community. We have to do something about the system. We have to do something about the partnerships that are born out of this system. And is there personal work to be done? Absolutely. Absolutely, because we have to unravel all of the ways in which we are conditioned by this system to accept things that are unacceptable, to abuse ourselves, to gaslight ourselves, to be okay with mediocrity. That's all systemic. You know, that's patriarchy. That's women not being taught to or allowed to choose. not recognizing her own worth, our own strength, our own power. But when we gather in community, we can start to do that. We recognize our power. We recognize our strength. We recognize our worth. Because our power, our true power, lies in our connection to other women and what is created and blossoms from that connection, right? We're plugging in, like plugging in an electrical socket, and then all the lights in the house go on, right? That's us in community. You know, it's
when it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No-Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
Really, really important that we come together. So, you know, one of the reasons I'm telling you this is that, you know, I've told you a couple times that I am starting a group program in September. And, you know, this is why I'm doing this, right? The program's called Grit and Grace, which I don't think I've told you before, actually. So it's called Grit and Grace because I do believe that that's what it takes, right? It takes hard, hard, hard work. Hard work, which is the grit, right? And then it takes grace to have compassion for yourself, to have compassion for each other, to hold space for each other. You know, the grit is in the accountability and the connection and the, you know, holding a mirror up for each other to say, no, 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 no. And the grace is to say, yes. Your power lies here. You are worthy. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are worth so much more than you have been allowing for yourself. And to have that grace for yourself and for other people. And again, I just don't believe that women grow as powerfully alone as they do together and in community. So that's why I'm putting together this program, looking at the power that we have in our Facebook group, in that community, and sort of adding that to the power of doing this, my one-on-one coaching in particular, sort of putting those two things together. I've sort of this grit and grace have sort of grew out of me looking at these two things, like this community, this growth, this acceleration of growth, along with the intense work that I can do with my private clients and wanting that to be sort of bigger and better and more accessible to more people. Because again, I'm just one person. And so I can only, you know, there's only so much time in my week, right? So if, you know, if all my work is focused on one-on-one work, then I'm only helping, you know, that many people per week. But if I can create this group community program, really, it's a community program, and I can do both, right? I can help way more people with the same level of intensity, and even more so because of the community. So, you know, that's really why I created this, because man, oh man, do we get so much more when we are working in concert with one another. And I've been reading this book by Gretchen Rubin called Better Than Before, What I Learned About Making and Breaking Habits. And it's a really amazing book, and it's really it's getting me understanding. It was written in 2015. It's actually quite an old book, but I've been working with Amelia Kelly, you know, Dr. Amelia Kelly, who's been on the podcast before, and she did the episode on HSPs. You know, I was always joking, like, I need to work with Amelia, but she lives in North Carolina. And then finally I messaged her and I was like, hey, do you coach? Because I know as a therapist, you can't be my therapist, but can you be my coach? She was like, yeah, I can. I was like, oh, thank God. So she's having me read this book, and it is, it's really fascinating about different people and how they create habits and how, and so there are, she's broken. There's like, she calls them the four tendencies, and the four tendencies are, that, you know, the difference in how we approach habits, I guess, is sort of the thing. So the four tendencies, there's the upholder, who meets outer expectations and inner expectations, right? The upholder is somebody who like decides that they're going to do something and then they just do it because, you know, it's expected of them either from the outside world or they've decided that they want to. These people are unicorns. in my world, I'm like, what? And then there are the questioner. The questioner resists outer expectations and will meet inner expectations. So the questioner is like, my son is a questioner. He's such a pain in the ass. Like, a questioner will do something as long as they understand why, right? If it doesn't make logical sense to them, they're not going to follow a rule just because it's a rule. They're going to follow a rule if they understand why the rule is in place and actually believe in it, right? The rebel, they resist outer expectations, they resist inner expectations, they just rebel against, like, as soon as they you know, come up with a habit or something like that, or an expectation, they're going to rebel against it and resist it. I have a streak of this in me. And then there's the obliger. This is me. They meet outer expectations and they resist inner expectations. So these are people who are much more likely to do things when there is an accountability structure to it. They're more likely to show up to the gym if they're meeting a trainer or if they are like in a group training situation. You know, they're less likely to do things for themselves, but they will definitely show up if others are involved. So if you're an obliger, like I am, a group program is the best, right? Because you are showing up for and with other people. You know, look, if you're an upholder, this is great too, obviously, because you're gonna be sort of carrying the torch. And you know, and questioners are great because I do, you know, you may have noticed this, but I tend to explain a lot of like the science behind stuff that I talk about in my work because maybe it's from raising a questioner. But I've always been that way, that like I really geek out on the science underneath things because I think it's important to understand why, right? I do think that's important. So I think that Now that I'm talking it through, maybe my program is perfect for all people. All four tendencies. Especially if you are somebody who really needs accountability and structure, it's just, I'm the kind of person I've created online programs, obviously, for all of you. I don't do online programs. I will buy an online program. I don't buy them anymore because I know this about myself. I'll buy them and I'll never do them. So if you're one of those people, this program will be 100% good for you. Women, man, right? I think that so many of the structures, the patriarchal structures that have been put in place to separate us, y'all, right? We live in single family homes. We used to live in tribes and villages, like that quote, in ancient times, we shared a lot more than we do today. We lived together. We gathered, we cooked together. We raised our babies together, all of these things. And then with the advent of the automobile and, we were able to sort of spread out and live, and we had these single family homes and we were separated from one another, and we became disempowered. I think we can trace a lot of our disempowerment to our separateness. And so one of the ways that we take that back is by gathering in community in the ways that we can. We all want to go and live on a commune together. Like, don't get me wrong. But somehow, for some reason, we never do. Isn't that weird? Because every fucking woman I know wants to do that. And yet, here we are, still in our single family homes, all alone. Whether you join me in grit and grace or not, I want you to think about where you can create community for yourself. Whether that's in my Facebook group, amazing. If there's some opportunity for you to create that in person in your community, by all means, do it. It's one of the most important things that we can do for each other, for ourselves. And if you're interested in hearing more about Grit and Grace when it is available, which will be in early September, then in the show notes, there will be a link so that you can get your name on the advance notice list. And or you can go to my website, kateanthony.com, and click on private coaching, and there will be a box down the page where you can input your email address so that you can be one of the first to learn when the program goes live. I'm so excited about this, guys. I think this is going to be one of the, one of the best things I've ever done. Is that saying too much? And by the way, this program is open for people who, whether you are trying to decide whether to stay or go, whether you're going through divorce, or whether you are on the other side and looking for healing. I'm going to merge all places in this process into this one program, because again, we learn best from and with one another. So wherever you are in your process, Grit and Grace is for you. All right, my loves, that concludes my my most recent solo episode. I love and adore you all. I hope you're having an amazing summer. I am writing my book. And yes, there is a chapter on all of this, of course. And I really look forward to joining a community with all of you very soon.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorce Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in and leave me a review. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at the Divorce Survival Guide. I'll see you next time. And until then, remember, you, my love, deserve to be happy.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.